Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1321. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and the Refuah Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Getting back to Amalacha, a Merakade straining. Okay, so we've been talking about the various different type of drinks. We spoke about solids in the past in reference to the Merakade sifting and so on, cereals and these type of things. We're going through some of the various, there's three different levels in when it comes to drinks. There's totally non-drinkable drinks, then because of the sediment and impurities that are in it. Then we said there's something that's whereby it's sort of like in Yiddish, nishtahin, nishtaher. It's sort of like in the middle. Some people would drink it, some people not, which we'll talk about that level. That would be asam and rabbanan to use, again, to use this strainer to strain it out, to use a sieve to sieve it out, the drink. And then we said there's the other type of drink, which is perfectly drinkable. Just somebody wants a little bit of extra straining, but in general, the average normal person is gonna drink it, unless a person is mamish makbid and the very finicky, like an istinus, so then we said that would be a problem. But otherwise, that would be okay by the normal average person, as long as the normal average person is drinking it the way it is, as is. Okay, so just getting back, just to finish off what we spoke about last year, which I wanted to, we came to a close, and that is there is a way that in case somebody needs, for whatever the reason is, they have let's say they have fruit juice, for example, right? And there's a lot of impurities in it, right? Well, this person has orange juice, and there was Erev Shabbos, would have wine with a lot of sediment, and it's just not drinkable. There's a lot of stuff in it that maybe shouldn't be there, that should have been taken out, but now the problem is it wasn't taken out. And you can't strain that on Shabbos, that's mamish asur min haTorah to use a regular strainer. But we said, we brought down from the Shulchan Aruch, just to read from the Sefer Shem of Zohar, that it could be done, there is a way to do it. If one wishes to drink a glass of wine, for example, he brings down water also. Water is a little bit more problematic, I'll try and talk about that a minute afterwards. But let's say regular wine, fruit juice, but the drink is dirty and contains, it could even contain insects. It could contain, like we said, pits or whatever the case is, or pieces of peel or sediment or whatever. And it's just not drinkable. So, but there is a permitted method he brings down, which we spoke about last year, of filtering the drink. Although it is considered a true mixture, min haTorah. It's mamish asur min haTorah if it's done the regular way to strain it out. So what is that way? That's what we said. This is, and we quoted it from the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Shin Yud Tes. Right, it was Shin Yud Tes Sif Tes Zayin. It was probably actually from the Rosh, and the Machaber quoted it to bring it down in the Shulchan Aruch. This is to cover the glass with a cloth. Right, a person covers the glass with a cloth, so that the liquid filters through the cloth as one drinks. In other words, while you, not to strain it with the cloth, but you drink it through the cloth. This is that you cover the glass with a cloth, so that the liquid is filtered through the cloth as one drinks it. The point is, as one drinks it. This is permitted, he says, because a selection which occurs during the very act of eating itself is considered as just part of the eating. In other words, derech achila, which is something we've spoken about in Borer. So this is right. This is part of derech achila, and so that's what he says. This is permitted because the selection which occurs during the very act of eating itself is considered as part of the eating and qualifies neither as merakid nor as boirer. It doesn't qualify as merakid straining or boirer separating because it's derech achila. When we could prove something is a real derech achila, it's the regular way that a person eats, so then it's okay. For the same reason, psoilus. That's what which we spoke about last time. I got it from over here, but he says for the same reason, soilless unwanted matter may be removed from one's mouth while they're eating, right? Like we said, you can't go sit and take out pits from fruits before you're going to eat it. You can't go taking out bones from fish or whatever before you're going to eat it. But once, let's say it's in somebody's mouth, we're not talking about right now by a baby or older person, b'shasat chag, that's not the issue. Right now we're talking about just plain and simple, a regular, average, normal person. They shouldn't do it before, but if it once it's somebody's mouth, for the same reason he says soilless unwanted matter may be removed from one's mouth while eating, although to do so is a selection of soilless from Eichel. You say, what do you mean? I have bones in the fish in my mouth. I have the pits and the fruit in my mouth, and I'm taking out the pits which are in my mouth. I don't want to swallow the pits. So I'm taking psoilas from oichel. I'm taking bad from good. I'm not allowed to do it. No, the answer is you are allowed to do it. In this case, one would be allowed to remove it from the mouth while eating, although to do so is a selection of psoilas from oichel. So it brings out Sefer Zoch V'Shamra again on page 20, which is the usual, there's a regular form of derech achila. So the same thing would go, same thing would be, when somebody drinks through this cloth. Now, the only problem is a little bit on the water part. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Tes, again in Simon Shin Yud Tes, which is Boyer, Sifkat Nun Tes. He says, Avol B'yayin Shar Mashkim, the other types of drinks, the Kuli Alma Shari is no problem as far as wetting the garment. When we say wetting is, Chiriyas is El Kibuse, wetting a garment is its cleaning. Other types of drinks, like wine or whatever the case is, that's you're ruining the garment. So b'yayin shar mashkin l'kuli alma shari the ein hamapa mislabin al yedei shiriyosin, that a garment does not get cleaned through juices, right? Now, even by water, it's a machloikis because of the fact that you're not, it's a clean garment, and okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing, but the Mishnah Berurah does say even by water, need be, b'shasat chak, one should be careful not to do it, but b'shasat chak, l'hokol kevin she'enim mischavin l'kabisa, the person is not mischavin for libun, and since the garment is clean anyways, you're putting a clean, nobody's going to put a dirty piece of cloth on to drink through that, right? You're putting a clean handkerchief or whatever the case is, I've just given you an example, something that's clean, right? Obviously. So the garment's clean, be it as it may. They don't have a mind for Liban, so he brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah, even by water, pressing need, somebody could even drink water if they need to through this, let's say, handkerchief or through this piece of cloth that they put on it, because of the fact they don't have a mind to clean the garment. They just want to drink the water and withhold the, withhold the sediment or the impurities or the bugs or whatever it is from going in their mouth. Now, what about as far as the Shemi Yizchait is an issue, one might come to squeeze it out, but we say, Mishnah Berurah says also, came to Einin Nishra Maim, it's only a small amount of water, Rak Dovim, even by water, Dovim Muet, but I beg it, Kadei Anachas Piv, that little bit of water that's going on the thing, on the cloth, is, we're not, Einin Choshesh L'Sachta, we're not so worried somebody might come to squeeze it out. So that's not a problem. Okay, the only thing he does say, one shouldn't use their sleeve. You know, you say, I'll take my shirt and use that to cover the cup. That don't do, because then the person will be mistar. It says the Mishnah Berurah is saying, in Sifkat and Samach, a person will be mistar. I can't go with a wet sleeve, so they might come to squeeze it out. So that's a different problem. Okay, just to end off with one quick thing, which we mentioned many times, but we have to keep on chazering it over again. There's something that comes up all the time. In Boirer, or now in Merakeid and straining and so on, that is, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Samach Aleph, Alkein Kishanoifel Zavuv. In other words, if somebody's not doing it like this and you want to take out the dirt from the drink, you'll say something fell into your coffee, right? A piece of dirt or a bug or something. Yeah, something fell, a piece of schmutz fell into your coffee. You want to take it out? That is what he says, Alkein Kishanoifel Zavuv, Oy Dover Acher, B'Maichel Lamashka, you're in the middle of drinking your tea, your coffee, and some piece of dirt fell in there, right? Or he's a fly or a dirt, a bug, a piece of dirt, whatever, and you want to take it out. Lo yosra zvuv, be careful not to take out this dirt, this fly, this bug, or whatever. Bein b'yad, bein b'kli. Don't use a kli. Don't strain it out. Don't use your hand. Don't pull out the piece of dirt with your hand. The hovi boirer pseilis meyechel. That you're taking out bad from good. That you can't do als boirer. That's a separate issue. Aliyikach ketzas. So what do we know? We've spoken about in the past. Aliyikach ketzas. Gam meyechel. Make sure you take out some of the tea, some of the coffee, some of the drink. You take out some of the food, some of whatever the case is. We're not going to get them by food. Let's stick to drinks for now, because food could better get a little bit more. It's a little more to get into. But at least, let's say, at least by a drink, alikach ketzas gam hamashke imoy v'yizrek. Make sure you take out some of the drink with. In other words, if you have a piece of dirt fell in your coffee, fell in your wine, fell in your tea or whatever, and you want to take it out, I can't drink it the way it is. Whatever type of dirt it is, doesn't matter. It's psoilus, right? So you don't go taking it out. You can't strain it out. We said that. We know know. You can't take it out with the hand that we know. He's Betzalus for Michael. But what you can do, what you're allowed to do is Eliyikach Kitsas, Gam, you take some of the drink, right? Some of the mashka, says the Mishnah Berurah, with it, and you throw it out together with the coffee, you know, a little bit of coffee in a spoon, a little bit of coffee in a little bit of tea in the spoon, a little bit of wine in the spoon, with that piece of dirt, with that bug or whatever that is that fell in your drink, and you throw it out like that, like this. You're removing drink from drink. You take drink in the spoon with that piece of dirt in it. You're removing drink from drink. That's the concept over here, but not to pull it out and not to strain it out. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.